731 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. Joining me on the line, Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. How are you?
All right, good. How'd the meeting go?
Went well. We had a full agenda like normal. First item on their agenda was 70 to 74 and 80 to 86 Greenwich Ave. This is a change of use for the second floor from a mix of retail and office to full office. The uniqueness of the Greenwich regulations on the second floor in Greenwich Ave is that parking is not required for many retail uses, but is for office. So the conversion back to office requires a decision that the use going in is no less nonconforming than the outgoing use. And so the commission has to go through that exercise. The space having been converted to retail, it raises questions about whether or not there's adequate parking for the building and the uses in it. And there was a lot of questions about what the activities are and parking alternatives and how the parking would be managed, because in particular, this building has no on-site parking. So the application was tabled. The commission left it open, and we'll be back in another meeting. Next, we had 280 Otter Rock. It is two parcels in Belhaven section, not too far from the Belhaven Club. Concerns here were mostly that about the gross manipulation of the site. There's a site's pretty dynamic topography-wise, and the applicant is trying to sort of make a rolling curves when there's some sharp angles on the property, large home, as is typical for Belhaven, and just concerns over tree loss, drainage, and site work. So that application was left open and will be discussed at a later date. Number three was Putnam Indian Field School, just south of exit 4 and Indian Field Road. This has been before the commission, but never actually discussed it and never made it to the meeting before the agenda started or the meeting started. They're looking to increase enrollment. There is a cap on the number of students that can be on the premises at any time. There was a little bit of paperwork missed up since 1993 about, you know, is that a hard cap or is that a per student per session cap? I think it was fairly obvious from the research that we did that it was a per session, not a per, not a site cap total. So the commission approved the increase to 125 students per session and approved that with modifications. Next, we had Pickwick Properties. They're looking to install a restaurant on the first floor on the South Greenwich Ave side. This is a project that's been discussed once before. The commission actually went out and did a site visit last week to figure out all the nits and nats, because a lot of the parking in this building is underground and a bit of an unknown how that would all work with the office tenants and the way that the restaurant would advertise that parking is available for them, valet plan, signage, what have you. Applicant had not put together a plan that the commission was comfortable with and understanding logistics, so that application was left open, and we'll be back in another meeting. Then we had Mill Owners Company, 6 and 10 Glenville Street, and 328, 334, and 340 Pemberwick Road. This property is in the local business zone, but also has a historic overlay. As everyone in Glenville knows where the mill is, they're looking to renovate the mansion building, which is the Victorian structure that sits on Glenville Street, and add apartments in front of it in what the residents would call the green, but that lawn area along Glenville Street. Applicant has not successfully gotten a comment out of the Historic District Commission. Their meeting is on July 10th, so the applicant asked to just open the item, which is just a statutorily timeline thing where you need to have a discussion before a certain date. And so we opened the item, had a brief introduction, but left it for another meeting. So no decision made there. Six is 103 Mason Street. This has been before the commission several times. There was some outstanding issues for the fire marshal regarding electric vehicle parking and fire suppression. A median that was proposed at the driveway entrance that possibly would prevent emergency vehicles from getting in. Applicant addressed those issues, and the commission approved that with modifications. Next, we had Field Point LLC, which is the property at 32 Field Point. Applicant there is looking to build units, four two-bedroom units, three of them market rate, one designated moderate income, and a separate building to the rear. Again, this one has been before the commission several times. Again, similarly to 103, we had some issues with the fire marshal comments that the applicant was seeking to address. Appears to be successful with doing that, and the commission approved that with modifications. Then we had on the next item on our agenda was Breyer, Mr. DeCaro's property at 01 and 3 Sweetbriar Lane. There are three non-conforming lots that were created by a subdivision several decades ago. The applicant was looking to create more. I'll just describe it as rectilinear lots instead of flag lots. They went and got a variance and was successful for the ZBA for having three lots with non-conforming street frontage. And back before the commission for the act of subdivision, the subdivision was fairly straightforward. The commission was concerned about development of those lots. The Myannis River flows right through the backyard here, so there was concerns about development and the effect on the environment. The commission noted that they wanted to see the site development plans whenever those come in. I would just also note that this has to go through Wetlands Agency. There will be a lot of oversight on the development, but again, the commission approved that with conditions. Then we had discussion items. Big news again in Glenville is that the supermarket going back in, replacing Stop and Shop to Chico's, is going forward. The parking lot, probably a good thing, it needs to be expanded at the request of the Chico's family. The problem there is that the surrounding land is residentially zoned. We did the same action a few months ago when there were prospective tenants for the supermarket space. But this is now that we have a real tenant. There's a real design and a real desire to just move the line and expand some space, on the property to park. So this is a discussion of the special permit, which is the size of the building, but also the rezoning that will be requested at a later date. So positive comments. Good news is that there will be a supermarket back in Glenville hopefully soon, and stay tuned. Next, we had the Peter Wells property at 187 Weaver Street. This is a existing detached garage, second floor, that has a bathroom, kitchen, and bedroom in it. Not clear that it was ever legally or created or got a certificate of occupancy. It is an undersized lot in the 1 acre zone, and therefore needs a special permit for the commission to create an accessory dwelling unit there. The commission just wanted to make sure there was a thorough record of the history, and if perhaps there was some records that it was created with permits, that would make some of this discussion easier. But again, it was just a brief introduction, and we moved on from there. The Roberts project at 17 Chapel Hill, they did not show, so we did not discuss. And lastly, we had Nightingale, Veterinary Partners. They want to take up office space at 100 Putnam Green on the corner of Western Junior Highway, if you know that way to get to the Western Middle School. This property is actually in a residential zone, a R6 zone, but it's been used as an office historically. So again, a situation where we're looking at changing uses from one non-conforming use to the other. Currently, I believe it's a series of medical suites or services. They're looking to, instead of operating on people, on pets. So this is the, again, introduction to that. And that was the end of our meeting.
All right, fantastic. Good stuff. All right, Pat, when's next meeting and any preview on what's going on?
Yeah, so next meeting is on July 9th. We will be likely talking about the Stanwich Club and their short course design. The YWCA will be on. We will also likely be talking about One American Lane and their housing proposal up there in the northwest corner of Greenwich. That's about the major hitters right there.
All right, fantastic. Hey, Pat, good stuff. Thanks very much again for your time, and be well, stay cool today. All right.
Thank you very much. You too, Tony.
All right. Bye. That is Pat LaRoe, Director of Planning and Zoning for the town of Greenwich.